You are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM, and welcome to our 50th anniversary presentation of the OJ's breakthrough album, Backstabbers. Produced by the legendary team of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, along with Bunny Sigler, and released on August 1st, 1972, Backstabbers reached number 10 on the pop album chart, number 3 on the R&B chart, and in 2012 was ranked number 318 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and for the next hour, I'll be playing Backstabbers from start to finish and hitting you with some facts and commentary about the album, as well as the OJs. The group formed as a quintet in Canton, Ohio in 1958 while attending high school and consisted of Eddie LaVert, Walter Williams, William Powell, Bill Iles, and Bobby Massey. They were first known as the Imperials, then the Triumphs, and later the Mascots. In 1963, they took the name the OJs in tribute to Cleveland radio DJ Eddie OJ. Up until the recording of the album Backstabbers, the OJs had limited success with such songs as 1965's Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette and 1967's I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow Than I Was Today, which was their only top 10 hit on the soul chart until Backstabbers. Bill Iles left the group in 1965, and in 1971, the group became a trio when Bobby Massey departed. Amazingly, the OJs were thinking about leaving the music biz in 1972. However, the remaining trio of Eddie LaVert, William Powell, and Walter Williams stuck it out, and Gamble and Huff, whom the OJs had worked with previously, signed them to the Philadelphia International label, and their fortunes turned around immediately. Kicking off our presentation of Backstabbers is a funky track written by Kenny Gamble, Bunny Sigler, and Phil Hurt. This is When the World's at Peace.
Is that it?
As I continue our 50th anniversary presentation of Backstabbers, that was the title track. The song was written by Leon Huff, Gene McFadden, and John Whitehead. McFadden and Whitehead were one of the most successful songwriting and producing teams of the 1970s. In addition to the OJs, they also worked with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, The Intruders, Gloria Gaynor, and many more. In 1978, as a performing duo, they recorded the classic, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. The song Backstabbers was a game changer for the OJs. It spent 1 week at number one on the Billboard Soul chart and was their first of 10 number ones on that chart. It was also their first top 40 hit on the Hot 100, peaking at number three. And before Backstabbers, we heard When the World's at Peace. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and in case you're just tuning in, you were listening to WKUF's 50th anniversary presentation of the OJ's LP, Backstabbers, whose mix of socially conscious tunes, love songs, and tracks about everyday life have made it an enduring classic. And up next, a beautiful ballad written by Bunny Sigler and Phil Hurt. This is Who Am I?
Yeah, this alibi. dancing in the sky. You brought the sunshine back to my eyes. They call me lucky. Look at me. I got sweet and wonderful you. Spend my life making sweet, sweet love to my baby. My baby, gonna be my love. I'm gonna be your homeless lover. Lucky, lucky me, Mr. Lucky Me. Just call me Mr. Lucky Me.
As we continue our tribute to the OJ's album Backstabbers, a track written by Gamble and Huff, They Call Me Mr. Lucky. Listening to that track, I think it easily could have been a single, and the same goes for a lot of the songs on the album. I really love the harmonies, string arrangements, and time changes on that one. Before that, we heard Who Am I? I'm Malcolm Bondin, and I thank you for tuning in to our 50th anniversary presentation of an album that's a prime example of classic Philly soul, the OJ's Backstabbers. Closing out side one, is a song that peaked at number 33 on the Hot 100, spent 2 weeks at number 2 on the Soul chart, and is one of my all-time favorites by the OJ's. This is Time to Get Down.
So cool, but let me know low down how you feel about things. Oh, you ain't doing nothing but jive, baby. And we've got a very serious problem, yeah. It seems like to me you're trying your best to delay. Can't you see I want to love you?
Long as you want it, baby. Long as you need it, baby.
Oh, baby, baby, believe me when I tell you every word I say is true. Cause, honey, I adore you.
Adore you, adore you.
All this time we've been wasting, baby, is only a game for fools. Come on, give on in, give
was the OJs with Time to Get Down. And if I'm not mistaken, the falsetto on that track was performed by group member William Powell, who passed away from cancer in 1977 at the age of 35. You are tuned to WKUF and our 50th anniversary tribute to Backstabbers. Kicking off side two is a track about everyday life that unfortunately a lot of people probably can relate to. How many of us have been involved in a relationship that reaches a point where it just doesn't work anymore? I particularly love the line where Eddie sings about not being able to go to the corner store to get a cold, cold beer. Not a beer or a cold beer, a cold, cold beer. This is 992 Arguments.
Now
As I continue our 50th anniversary tribute to Backstabbers, that was a track written by Gamble and Huff and McFadden and Whitehead, Listen to the Clock on the Wall. It was the B-side to the song we heard right before that, 992 Arguments. And speaking of B-sides, here's another one. This was the B-side to Time to Get Down, and it's similar in theme to Backstabbers. This is Shiftless, Shady, Jealous Kind of People. We'll be right back.
forever. Girl, that you I'll always adore. They only say I love you, but you mean
As we come near the end of our tribute to the OJ's Backstabbers, another pretty ballad written by Bunny Sigler and Phil Hurt, Sunshine. If you missed part of our Backstabbers tribute or just want to hear it again, it'll be available on demand at WKUF.FM. Just select Album Spotlight from the on-demand menu and it'll be there. Closing out our tribute to Backstabbers is a song that was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2006. It reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart and was the OJ's only chart topper on the Billboard Hot 100, spending 1 week at the top. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better song to close out the album. It's time to hop on board that love train.
We'll be England.
That was the OJs with the final track from the album Backstabbers, Love Train. This past Friday night, my sister and I caught the OJs at the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater in Detroit. Unfortunately, Eddie LaVert didn't perform with them because he's recovering from COVID. However, it was still an amazing show. The guy filling in for Eddie did a superb job, and they sang many of their hits along with some key album cuts. Their opening act was another legend, the one and only Gladys Knight. She sounded fantastic, and along with many of her hits, she threw in some surprises. Make Yours a Happy Home and The Makings of You from my all-time favorite soundtrack, Claudine, and mixed into her hits some lines from Never Too Much by Luther and Shake Your Body Down by the Jacksons. You are listening to WKUF. Please stay tuned because coming up at 4, we've got the Monday Mix. And later on at 7 p.m., if you're a fan of Yacht Rock, be sure to check out Sailing with Captain Kyle. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and I want to thank you for tuning in to our presentation of Backstabbers. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been watching various OJ's clips on YouTube. These include some of their appearances on Soul Train, their 2005 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and their episode of the TV One series, Unsung. In case you're not familiar with it, Unsung is basically behind the music for R&B and hip-hop artists. The OJ's episode was not only informative, but it had some funny parts too. One of these involved Eddie and Walter talking about William Powell's reputation as a ladies' man. They said because he was tall, light-skinned, and sang like Eddie Kendrick of the Temptations, he did quite well with the ladies. They basically said that if you wanted to have a shot with the ladies, you had to hang out with William. Right now, more from the OJs, and up next is a single from 1976 that reached number one on the soul chart, and it's another gem written and produced by Gamble and Huff. This is Message in Our Music.
Shove it up, do 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 do